Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together to dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going lots of places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our
tiny spring buds respond to the gift of rain by growing and opening here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with Mom and Dad in the family car going to visit their grandparents. It's Grandma's birthday.
Over the river
and through the woods
to Grandmother's house we go.
Wait, what about Grandpa?
Good point.
Hey, we'll have to do something about that.
We can.
All right. Yeah,
over the river, through the woods
to our grandparents' house we go.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, how much longer till we're there, huh?
Yeah. Boys, you gotta keep it down back there. Traffic's picking up. Whoa! See that, honey? These Sunday drivers.
No,
boys, Dad, don't talk to your father right now.
Okay,
he's trying to drive.
Okay.
Now we'll be there soon. So please find something quiet to do.
All right.
Let's have a peaceful road trip.
Gonna take a car ride, bring the whole family, sitting side by side. My dad's behind the wheel, he's the captain of the ship, and my mom, she sits beside him, she'll be a riding co-pilot. And me, I'm in the backseat between my brother and my sis.
Hey, Dad, are we almost there yet? I'm starting to feel sick.
Going on a road trip, I'm gonna take a car ride.
Ooh, yeah.
We're going on a road trip,
yeah.
We're gonna take a car ride.
Road trip.
We're going on a road trip, take a car ride.
Probably dig all day, probably dig all night. Oh yeah.
Come on, Jack, take us on a road trip.
Like it'll take all day, cause mom's got out the roadmap, cause dad has lost his way. They're telling us to be quiet.
You kids gotta keep it down. Your father's trying to drive and think, and he doesn't want to hear a sound.
So we start making faces at the other cars passing by. Then my brother hits my sister.
Ow!
She starts to cry. Going on a road trip, we're gonna take a car ride.
Ooh, yeah.
Going on a road trip,
road trip,
we're gonna take a car ride. We're going on a road trip, take a car ride.
Probably take all day, probably take all night. Oh yeah.
Come on, let's sing it one more time.
For the road. Trip. Gonna take a car ride.
Ooh.
We're going on a road trip.
Yeah.
Woo. Gonna take a car ride.
Take a car ride.
trip, take a car ride.
Probably take all day.
Probably take all night.
Probably take all day.
Probably take all night.
Probably take all day. Yeah, it's probably gonna take all night. Whoa, yeah.
Just heard a song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Yeah, I think Dad's lost again.
This happens every time we go to Grandma and Grandpa's house.
Yeah.
Honey, do you think maybe we could have taken a wrong turn somewhere? Maybe we should stop and ask for directions.
Oh, no, we don't need to do that. I can figure this out.
And now a commercial message.
Asking for directions can be embarrassing.
Honey, why don't we ask someone for directions?
No, I'd rather not do that.
Why not?
Because then everyone will know that I don't know where I'm going. Besides, I've got this under control.
Hey, you can't argue with that logic. But there's a remedy.
There's a remedy.
Map Relief.
The new talking map.
Let's ask Map.
Sounds good to me. Take it out of the glove compartment and unfold it.
Okay.
Map, how do we get to Grandma's house?
Over the river and through the woods, two houses on the left.
All right, let's go.
Can I suggest that the food would be much better five houses down on the right?
No, that's quite all right, thank you.
Fold that thing up.
Please consider my advice, for it is...
Map Relief!
Under 17, not eligible. Consult your doctor, pharmacist, or local clairvoyant coach for a theater near you.
There we go. Now we're going the right way, and we didn't need to ask for directions.
You're doing a wonderful job, dear.
Mom? When are we going to be there? I don't feel good. I think I need some fresh air. I'm experiencing nausea. I feel nauseous.
Hey! It's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
nausea.
Spelling, please.
N-A-U-S-E-A.
Definition, please.
Noun, feeling of sickness with an inclination to vomit. Sentence, please.
Hey, Pete, let's go on the roller coaster.
I don't know. Roller coasters make me nauseous.
On a slow boat to China.
Did you ever wonder why people get motion sickness? The answer can be found in everyday science. I think one of the best places to explore the subject of motion sickness is at sea. No, a rough sea. Okay. Here we are on an ocean liner in the middle of a pretty serious storm. We'd better go below deck. It's certainly quieter inside our cabin, but as you can feel, we're still moving. Now, as this boat pitches, rises and falls, the fluid in our inner ear is shifting back and forth too. This sends a signal to our brain that we're moving, which we certainly are. Meanwhile, our eyes are looking at the situation a little differently. See, we're physically moving with this boat. So when our eyes look around the room at that lamp or the door, it doesn't distinguish any motion. That's the information our optical nerves send to the brain. The fact that our ears are saying we're moving and our eyes are saying we're standing still throws our brain into something of a tizzy, which triggers the release of stress hormones, like adrenaline. Now, all these stress hormones have quite an effect on our body and muscles. Right now, they're causing our stomach to contract over and over again, which is enough to make anyone. That's just something to be aware of next time you find yourself on a
slow boat to China.
Thanks for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's national education program, making science make sense.
Steve Zucchini here, feeling a little better.
We're almost at our grandparents' house now.
Yeah, it's Grandma's birthday.
And we're bringing her a present.
Yep, a teddy bear.
And we wrapped it ourselves with special wrapping paper.
It's clear.
Yeah, we wrapped it with Saran wrap.
We did. That was a good idea.
We could see it.
You can. Yeah, I like that. Hey, Mom,
Do you think Grandma will like her birthday present?
Yep. I'm sure she will, coming from the nice people you are.
You gave me a peanut. You let me inside the cookie jar. Boy, you're really up to par. You're nice people you are. Deserve a star. You're nice people you are.
You're nice people you are. You're nice people you are. Oh, it's nice to be around you. You're nice people you
Zucchini here, and we just heard a song from NRBQ, and it just started raining.
Alrighty, here we are.
Yeah.
Let's get the teddy bear ready.
Yeah.
Boys, it's raining outside, so zip your raincoats
up. Okay, man.
Please, let's get inside quickly. Yeah. No fooling around.
Oh, definitely not.
We're going right in.
Yeah, we've got something important to do.
Now, do we have everything?
Well, I put some food in the trunk.
I'll get that. You go on in with the boys.
Alrighty, boys, let's go.
Right.
Okay. Right.
This is it. Ooh, it's wet out.
Big moment. Okay, who wants to ring the doorbell?
Hello,
Grandpa. Hello,
Grandpa.
Settle down.
We're here.
Oh, hi, Grandpa.
Welcome.
Hey, good to be here. Yeah.
Come on in out of the rain.
Oh, okay now.
You'll catch yourselves a cold out there.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
Hello. If you'll just look this way, give me a smile, and look into the camera. I want to capture this moment.
Okay.
How's this, Grandma?
I got her a video camera for her birthday, and she hasn't put it down since.
Grandma, here, film me taking off my shoes.
Here, she's popping up there. She's popping up everywhere. That's my grandma with her video camera. Birthday parties and country fairs. Wherever I am, she is there. That's my grandma with her video camera. I'd like a little privacy. She loves me a lot, can't get enough of me. With her video camera. Video camera. That's my grandma with her video camera. Me a lot, can't get enough of me. With her video camera. Video.
We just heard a song from Steve Pallera and his Cool Beans band.
Where would you like us to put the food, Ma?
Oh my, looks wonderful. Put it over here, honey, on the counter.
Hey, Grandma?
Grandma?
We got you a present.
Yeah, we picked it out all by ourselves.
We wrapped it ourselves.
Yeah.
Do you want us to open it for you?
Yeah. Well, thank you for the present, my dear.
Yeah.
And if it's all right with you, I'll open it myself.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Should I?
Ooh, what is it? Is it? Yeah. It's a teddy bear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, what does it do? Does it dance?
I may go out tomorrow if I can borrow a coat to wear. Oh, I step out in style with my sincere smile and my dancing bare. Outrageous, alarming, courageous, charming. Oh, who would think a boy in bear could be well except everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be. Seen at the nicest places where well-fed faces all stop to stare, making the grandest entrance of Simon Smith in his dancing bell. They'll love us, won't they? They feed us, don't they? Oh, who would think a boy in bear could be well except everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be. Simon Smith and his dancing bear is Simon Smith and the amazing dancing bear.
We just heard a song from Randy Newman. Hello? Anybody home? Jack, I've got your quote. Steve? Sam? Oh, that's right. They've gone to visit their grandparents.
The quote of the day is...
We are rich only through what we give, and poor only through what we refuse. Anne Swetchen.
Alrighty, gentlemen, we are rich only through what we give and poor only through what we refuse. Let's make sense of that. Quinston, please.
Well, I must say, how does one become rich? By giving things away? I'm trying to hold on to whatever I've got. I refuse to be poor.
I think Quinston's thinking only materially, and I believe Miss Swetchen is also talking about spiritual, what we give... whether it be love or a nice comment to somebody will make you feel good inside.
Now, Quinston, we're not saying you have to give everything away that you own or you've worked hard for. We're not saying that. It's just that... Yeah. Well, Brooks, what were you saying here?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to give away my Rolls Royce.
Absolutely not.
And Herbert wouldn't be happy with that either.
Of course not.
A nice word or good feelings towards somebody.
Or even some material things. I mean, what comes around goes around. It comes back to you. If you make a contribution to the world of a thought, a deed, or a gesture, or a material thing, it'll come back to you.
I'm not going to give away my Rolls Royce, though.
I don't want to give away the cheese. I wouldn't refuse it either.
Here you go. Let's see. We have Jarlsberg and we have some camembert. Two nice cheeses.
Excellent.
Happy birthday, dear Grandma. Happy birthday to you.
Blow out the candles, Ma.
Let's have some birthday cake.
Oh, yeah, so Grandma, what are you going to do with the teddy bear?
I'm
going to put him to work.
Put him to work?
We'll have to educate him first.
Well, Miss Honeypepper taught us how a bill becomes a law, so maybe we could teach him that.
Oh, boys, did you know that your grandma was once a teacher?
Many years ago.
Oh, really? Wow.
I guess Grandma should teach the bear about how a bill becomes a law, then.
Hey, this calls for another piece of cake.
Wow, Grandma, you were a teacher?
I did. I can't believe
me
it.
Either.
Ha, 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 ha.
teacher at the grocery store the other day. Well, I walked right up to her, but I didn't know what to say. So I cleared my throat and I scratched my head. I looked her in the eyes. This is what I said. I made this remark. I didn't think it was rude when I said, "Oh, geez, I didn't know that teachers ate food." Teacher, teacher, teacher with all your books. Teacher, teacher, teacher with teacher looks. Teacher, 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 you're a person too. A teacher, 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 I learned something new. You see, I was always under the impression that teachers weren't like you and me. I figured they were born teachers, you know? That's what they're supposed to be. I never knew they did normal things like eat food or shop in a store. It never occurred to me that my teacher could be a human being just like you and me. Teacher, teacher, teacher with all your books. Teacher, teacher, teacher with teacher looks. Teacher, 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 you're a person too. A teacher, 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 I learned something new. Something new. My teacher looked at me in a teacher kind of way, and I could tell that she was searching for something teacher liked to say. She blinked her eyes and she licked her lips. Then she stamped her feet and she shook her hips. Then she looked at me rather quizzically and said, "Jackie, did you get all of your homework done?" Teacher, teacher, teacher with all your books. Teacher, teacher, teacher with teacher looks. Teacher, 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 you're a person too. A teacher, 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 I learned something new. Wow! Next time, we'll shop together. I'll bring the coupons and all my friends.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
It's getting late.
Yeah, we gotta get to bed. Oh, clubhouse phone.
I wonder who'd be calling this late.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Jack speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Hello?
Jack Zucchini, this is Delia D'Amico at Dash Communications, and for an unlimited time only, we're offering a special deal of $19.95 per call on all your long-distance calls.
Excuse me, but there's something familiar about this voice.
There is?
Is this Amy the telemarketer?
Hide your identity.
Why, yes, it is. No, I don't mean that. I mean, how'd you know it was me?
Because you just told me.
You tricked me.
Actually, I didn't know it was you, but I couldn't think of anything else to say. Anyway, it's kind of late to be calling. It's bedtime.
Show concern for the customer's well-being.
Shouldn't you boys be in bed?
Well, we were sort of working on that, and then the phone rang.
Show surprise.
My goodness, who'd be calling you boys at bedtime?
I don't know.
You boys should get some sleep.
Okay, but how about a song from John Hartford first? A little ditty about Billy the Kid.
Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. Oh, the sun's going down on Fort Sumner, and the dirt devils are blowing o'er his grave. He sleeps in the yard there behind a wire fence, and I've thought of him most of the day. Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. 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 Yeah. Thank you. If it wasn't for love, he might have made it. But he stopped when he should have got away. They carried him out of the bedroom, called his name, and they put him in the grave. He was, hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid. Hey, Billy Bonnie, Billy the Kid.
We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
CJSF in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1313.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Okay, time to get ready for bed. Grandma liked that gift. I'd like it too. Sorry to give it away. Grandma is a special birthday person. Whew, I'm tired.
I'm Marcus Roston, a naturalist and birder in Buffalo, New York, where I love watching American herring gulls. One of my favorite places to find them is Freedom Park, a migration crossroads for birds and people. This was once a final stop on the Underground Railroad, where freedom seekers crossed the Niagara River to safety. Gulls take refuge at the park year-round. Herring gulls may seem unremarkable, especially in winter when young birds all look the same in mottled shades of brown and black, but I feel my brown skin crawl when people call them rats with wings. It makes me think about who gets labeled a nuisance and who gets praised, whose features are admired and whose are disparaged. When we dismiss these birds as rats with wings, we miss something important. Though American herring gulls may seem common now, their population